But you're right. They're different. They're different in all these trends. Like every now and then when we're texting, like how many different times have you been out of the state for soccer?
I mean, twice this month, but you know,
as it opens up,
at least with the soccer, like it's the games are an hour and a half and you're outdoors. And especially when it gets to the higher level, it's really fun to watch. The baseball, I was kind of psyched when Ben stopped playing baseball. The baseball is brutal. Like those double headers, the 100 degrees outside. He would play third base for, you know, three straight innings. Nobody hit a ball over there. He'd bat once. And, you know, then somebody gets mercy ruled. And you're just like, what just happened?
Think about where we grew up, too. Like high school baseball games in the Northeast, nobody went to those. Nobody goes. Like people go to your basketball games. People go to the football games. Hell, even soccer, because at the beginning, it's the fall semester. You're in high school. You know, we want to be out doing social stuff. And then you'd be watching the baseball players trudge over to a rainy field, wonder if they're going to get seven innings in. And you just go, you're just going to stand out there and freeze your ass off. And the bat would just fucking sting so hard in your hand. And nobody's there.
I'll tell you, people missed it, though. Because you could feel the Saturday's game, which they lost, was the first one where really none of the parents had masks on outside. Because I think pretty much all the parents are vaccinated at this point. And we're just sitting in the stands and it was like, oh yeah, kind of missed this. It's been, you know, 14 months really since it felt like relatively normal to be out there and hanging out watching a soccer game. But yeah, I will say rooting for your own kids still trumps anything else. That would be my number one thing with being a sports parent. It's still the most fun to watch your own kid. And I don't mean that in like a narcissistic, like egomaniac way. It's it's like all of your favorite teams combined. That's what it's like.
Sounds like I got to adopt a kid this week.
Just have one. Go ahead and have one, man.
That doesn't play hockey.
Pandemic is over. Yeah, we missed it with Ben. I really think he could have been a really good hockey player, and we got him skating like a year too late. And it's like, if you miss the window, it's over. You can't like make up the ground skating. If you start skating at age six, these other kids, they're skating at four, then you're put with the younger
not the great
kids.
Ones. Not the great ones. There's always
you
got to
be out there at age four. I think other sports you can pick up. The hockey is just tough. But
yeah, I always
I feel like
when
we dodged
like,
a huge bullet, though.
Yeah, you did. You dodged a bullet on the time commitment part of it.
Oh my God, the 4 a.m. rink thing. Why aren't there more rinks? Have we ever figured this out? How fucking hard is it to have more rinks? It's not like they're that spacious.
Dude, the markup on open skate, you just can't get those time slots.
Crazy. What else do you want to know about sports parenting? Anything?
No, I think I covered it.
You think you got it? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at like the 2 hour, 12 minute mark of this recording, so we should probably go. What do you have rest of the week?
Daniel Jeremiah, Tuesday, massive trying to wrap up draft stuff, maybe still needs for teams. I'll think of some hook to tease you to listen to it. Trent Dilfer is going to stop by this week. I'm going to try to get every Aaron Rodgers piece of information out of him I possibly can. Thursday, I'd like to have you on if I could. Because we didn't do this on the segment tonight, but based on the Chris Paul conversation, which I don't want to do again, maybe we can't do Thursday. But I really want to do what's the list of players in the NBA that truly change who you are as a franchise? Because I don't think the list is more than five players. I mean, really change who you are as a franchise. And the irony would be that I think Chris Paul is one of them, but I wouldn't say he's a top 10 player in the league by any stretch, because the top 10 players are pretty locked in right now, and they're